Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlo. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go! Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Prophetess Sherita Furlow. I'm excited to be with you and just hang out with you guys all over the world. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Join us. Amen. And I'm telling you, God is moving by his power. He's moving by his spirit. Today we're going to be talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Today we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, and the topic is we are nothing without the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. We are nothing without the Holy Ghost. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We come before you as humble as we know how, giving you all the glory, honor, and praise. We ask for forgiveness of sin or anything that we have did, said, or done that was not like you, Father God. We thank you for the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of us, God. We give you honor, glory, and praise, Father God. Pray for those that are listening, God, that they may be healed, delivered, and set free. Don't let nothing be done out of flesh, but everything be done through the Holy Ghost, glory to God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm excited to be here with you today. Amen. And I'm telling you, God is up to something new for 2019. Amen. If you ain't got on board, it's best to get on board and believe God or don't believe him at all, because God is moving. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost, amen, is a topic. Amen. Amen. It's a powerful topic because we're living in a time now that many people, they claim to have the Holy Ghost, but they deny the power. Amen. How can you deny the power of God? Amen. When you know that you're supposed to love and don't love, amen, that's denying the power. The power of God teach you how to love. Amen. The power of God teach you how to pray. Amen. The power of God teach you how to operate in miracle signs and wonders. The power of God teaches you how to prophesy. Amen. And when you deny, amen, the gifts of the Spirit, you're denying the power. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to dig right on in. So the Holy Spirit's part in our salvation. How does the Holy Spirit take part in our salvation? First, we must be born again. Amen. We must be. Notice the scripture say it must be. It didn't say it wasn't an opinion. Amen. It's a fact. We must be. I mean, this is something that has to be done to, amen, to be able to make it to heaven when Jesus comes. We must be born again. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus told him, we must be born again. Glory to God. And he was talking about the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, a lot of people are like Nicodemus today. They're so earthly-minded that there's no spiritual good. He didn't understand what that meant. Amen. He started talking about the natural birth. And Jesus will talk about the spiritual birth. See, when you have the Holy Ghost, amen, he's the leader and guide of all truth. And when you have the Holy Ghost, he'll teach you how to rightfully divide the word of truth. Amen. But see, Nicodemus went to Jesus by night. Amen. Well, why you hide? Why you had to come by night? Jesus walked around the town all day long. Why you have to sneak around to find out more about God? That's what people do. They'll sneak around, amen, and try to reach out to you, amen, undercover, amen. Don't want folk to know that they left your ministry. Don't want folk to know, amen, that they see the God and the glory on your life. Glory to God. Amen. But God is looking for people that are not concerned about what other people say. Amen. He wants people to come as they are saying, what must I do to be saved? Amen. But we are nothing without the Holy Ghost. Amen. We can do nothing. We can't live, move, or have our being without the power of the Holy Ghost. We are nothing. Amen. And people need to know that, because many people are having church without the Holy Ghost, having a form of godliness. Amen. But it takes the power of God. That's what the increase. Amen. The power of God through the increase. The power of God makes the difference. Amen. The Bible says our work is in vain. If God don't build the house, how do you think he built the house? Through the Holy Ghost. Through the Spirit. Amen. You labor in vain. God, we don't want to labor in vain. We don't want our work to be in vain. But without the Holy Ghost, it is a vain. Because we're doing it out of flesh. Amen. When you do things out of flesh, here comes competition, huh? Here comes jealousy. Come on now. When you do things out of flesh, amen, glory to God, you start competing and watching everybody. Glory to God. But those who have the Spirit, they believe in many members but one body. Come on. They believe, amen, that you can do, that the head can't survive without the legs. Come on. They believe in working together as a team. Glory to God. And we're going to get to that, amen. But the Holy Spirit is part of our salvation. We must be born again and made alive by the Spirit. Amen. John 3:5-8 says, except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Glory to God. The New Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said, I'm coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Amen. How do you get that spot off of you? Through the Holy Ghost. Amen. That Holy Ghost is like a washing machine. It comes to clean you. When you get in, when you allow the God, when you suck with Jesus Christ and he suck with you, and in the true wine, he'll clean you up. Amen. He'll turn your life upside down. People be looking at you and like, that's not the same person. They can't deny that you are different. They can't deny. They might have put their mouth on you, but God put his glory on you. Can they survive? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take a sip of my water here. But I'm telling you, God is doing something crazy. Amen. And we don't want to miss the boat because of the lack of knowledge. Amen. That a measure of God's Spirit is given to us when we are saved. Let me say that again. A measure of God's Spirit is given to us when we are saved. Amen. Every time you try, I know this word got to go out because now my throat is very itchy. So let me just take another water here. But the enemy like to do that. When it's time to release a word, he starts playing with your throat, but the devil is a liar. Amen. But a measure of God's Spirit is given to us when we're saved. Amen. Ephesians 1:13-14. After you believe, you were sealed with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So once you come into the knowledge of the truth and you begin to believe, just a muscle seed, just a little bit. Amen. God is speaking to you. God is giving you conviction of sin. He's kind of leading you right from wrong. Amen. We all will be held without excuses. We get a measure of faith. We get a measure of God's Spirit. Even when we start to believe that we are saved, amen, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen. How can you hear without a preacher? Amen. As you begin to believe God, amen, and stand on his word, amen, you may not be a Bishop T.D. Jackson and all these well-known preachers, amen, but that don't mean, amen, God don't hear you. Come on, somebody. Many of you are intimidated by people, amen, and God is saying when you have the Holy Ghost, amen, you can do it exceedingly and abundantly. Amen. He can do it through you. Glory to God. I know more you. Glory to God. Amen. What he do for one, he'll do for all. Glory to God. Just continue to give him the praise and give him the glory. But a measure of God's Spirit is given to us when we are saved. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit assures us that we are saved. Now, how does the Holy Spirit assure us that we are saved? It bears witness to the truth. Amen. 1 John 3:24. We know he abides in us by the Spirit. You know, one thing you'll begin to learn how the Holy Spirit operates in you. Amen. It's like a river of living water. You feel it in your stomach, in your stomach. Amen. And it'll flow out when you begin to minister the word of God. Amen. How do you know the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you? Because he'll give you such a love for people, glory to God. He'll give you such a love for your enemies. Come on, somebody. Well, you got the Holy Ghost, but you hate your enemies. Glory to God. But the Holy Spirit will allow you to love. The Holy Spirit will teach you that love covers a multitude of sin. Glory to God. God began to show me a vision. In this vision, I saw women coming to my ministry to be healed. But there were certain women that just had a hard-headed spirit, and they were coming to try to discourage, amen, the ministry, amen. And God began to show me in the dream, amen, one of my hands was delivering them when they was trying to receive from me. One of their hands,
deliver, and the other hand was trying to fight me. So they were fighting the process. And amen, but as I stayed and labored with them, they began to show me, as I stayed and labored with that spiritual daughter, amen, that that demon was broken out of their life. And a lot of times, Satan will have people fight against you because you are anointed, because you are a glory carrier, because you are a deliverer called to a nation, and so he'll allow people to come to try to come against you so you can say they don't want God and move on to the next person. But God will give us through the Holy Spirit, and he said the Holy Spirit is patient. And a lot of times, you know, in the old church, they used to wait on these people. They used to have patience with their spiritual daughters and their spiritual sons. Now these days, amen, they'll throw you in the garbage can, hallelujah. But God is calling for people that will endure hardship, amen, and labor with these people because they are deceived by the devil. Amen. And as I begin to labor with the woman of God, amen, she began to get her deliverance and her breakthrough. And at that moment, God showed me in the dream, she fell almost 3 feet, 4 feet to a chair, letting me know that whatever was on her, it dropped off of her, glory to God, because I labored with her. Glory to God, glory to God. But I'm telling you, we as ministers of the gospel, we have to learn to labor with people. We're so impatient now. Amen, glory to God. Now, amen, will call us to stick it out. Sometimes we got to go back to when we first received God. Amen. We got to go back, take our mind back so we can get that passion for souls. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes God ain't doing no quick work. Some things take time. But the midwives, they don't rush the process. The midwives hang in there and stay right there. Take that passion to get that breakthrough. Glory to God. If you are pregnant in the natural, when you go to the doctor and that baby, they want to come out. The doctor is not going to leave you there abandoned, but he's going to keep pressing on you. He's going to keep telling you to press, glory to God, until something breaks, glory to God. And that's how we need to do in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah, glory to God. God began to deal with me concerning that in a vision. Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit assures us that we are saved. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. How do he assure us? Amen. You'll start feeling. Listen to your headaches. Amen. Listen to things. Amen. That happen to your body is teaching you how to discern the spirit. If you start getting all these headaches, something in the milk ain't clean. You're attached to the wrong people. Amen. And God is using your earthly body to discern, to teach you how to discern. Amen. What's going on in the spirit realm? And a lot of times we think we'll see a picture in our head when things are showing up on our body. Amen. One thing that happens to me when I'm listening to a preacher that is from the Holy Ghost, I will feel a my backbone, my spine, it might hit a burn up like somebody put a match on it. And God, that's God's way of speaking to me when I'm listening to someone that's under the unction of the Holy Ghost versus someone who's preaching on the flesh. Amen. And so as you begin to grow in God, amen, he'll show you, he'll deal with you in your own personal relationship kind of way of how to rightfully divide the word of truth and how to see demons on people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit is a revealer of all truth. If somebody got a demon, you'll see it because the Holy Spirit is a revealer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit testifies that Jesus is the truth. Blasphemy against the Spirit means rejecting the Spirit's witness. See, a lot of folks, you got a new age now. It's an identity crisis where folk don't know who got the Holy Ghost and who don't because they don't have the Holy Ghost. They quit to call people witches and warlocks these days. They don't have the Spirit. They call Jesus Beelzebub because they were religious. They couldn't understand the anointing. They couldn't understand his knowledge and wisdom that he had. They couldn't understand even the power. Amen. So they came against him because they didn't understand the glory that he manifests. Amen. The glory that was manifested on his life, they did not understand that, so they fought against, and they was religious. They couldn't take all that power because they know if they would have received it, glory to God, that they would have been delivered. Amen. But the Holy Spirit testifies that Jesus is the truth. And that there is only one way. Amen. If you go any other way, the Bible says that you are a thief and a robber, and there's no other way but through Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The baptism or overflowing of the Holy Spirit. Number two, point two, the baptism or the overflowing of the Holy Spirit. See, that's something about the Holy Spirit. When you're around people, this is why we should not compromise. Because when you have a compromising spirit, that means you have a camouflage. When you're around certain people, you act this way. When you're around these people, you act that way. When you're around people who are serious about God, you act that way. And so your personality, which is a personality disorder, it adapts to his environment. And that's not how we're supposed to be. Glory to God. It's this mind. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Amen. God is not schizophrenic. Amen. God is not bipolar. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So when we go into places, amen, we're supposed to be a light to the world. We don't supposed to try to shut down or quench the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Spirit, when we are a light, amen, and allow the Holy Spirit to use us in dark places and dark environments, amen, people, that Holy Spirit will overflow and either sometimes they'll attack you, but then you have maybe one or two that may want to know about your God. You never know. Amen. A lot of people are afraid, and the Bible says you be afraid and be ashamed of Jesus, he's going to be ashamed of you in front of your Father. Amen. But there's something about the overflowing of the Holy Ghost that will cause you, when you get around other people, they will feel that there's something different about you and that there's a light. They'll be drawn to you because of that light, and that's your chance to minister. Amen. Through the Holy Ghost. But if we're compromising, how can you minister when you have a compromising spirit? They don't see no difference between you and the drunk man. They don't see no difference. Because God, Jesus came, amen, that we should have life and life more abundantly. But you look like death. Amen. We ought to represent the kingdom of God a little bit better. We said we have the Holy Ghost. We need to allow the Holy Ghost to be ruler over our life. Glory to God. Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Matthew 3:11, it says, he, Jesus, shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Luke 24:49, it says, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Amen. Ye shall be endued or clothed with power from on high. Glory to God. John 7:38-39. He said, out of his belly flow rivers of living water. That's the Spirit of the living God. Amen. I don't care what people say. They try to puff and prime you to prophesy and prophesy, and they want you to conjure up. I said, the Holy Spirit never conjure up. The Holy Ghost spring up. Glory to God. And when you try to conjure up something, that's a devil. Amen. That's doctrines. That's doctrines of devils. That you're in a different realm. Amen. That's a demonic realm. Amen. But the Holy Spirit, amen, springs up. That conjure up. Amen. The Bible said, let that word be true, and every man be a liar. Amen. Glory to God. When Christians receive the baptism of the Spirit, hallelujah. Acts 19:2, it says, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? Amen. They said, we have not. Amen. But when Christians receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, through the remission of sins, amen, God, there ought to be some change there. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people heard about them, but didn't accept them. Amen. Some people heard about them, but they didn't accept them. And in this case, in Acts, that's a whole different teaching. But I just want you to know that had you received the Holy Ghost, amen, since you believe, amen, glory to God. And you, this is a personal thing. Hallelujah. This is a personal thing. If you don't know you got it, then you ain't got it. Amen. Because there's something about the Holy Ghost that brings assurance. Come on now. You will know that you know that you know. When you have that encounter, you will know it. And can't no devil in hell take it away from you. The good news is, amen, today is your day, amen, to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, those who are listening, amen, that may not know you, that want to get to know you, Father, just repeat after me, Father, forgive me from all of my sin, wash my sins away, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Father, I receive your Son, Jesus. I believe in him, I receive him, and I receive salvation through faith. And Father, right now, I pray that you fill me up. I believe that you're filling me up even now. Amen, because I believe. Amen, fill me up with the power of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I believe by faith, and I believe this from your heart. Don't do it because I say do it, but do it because reason why we lack power, amen, because people are doing things without the Holy Ghost, amen. But we need the Holy Ghost in every equation, amen, for God to show up and show out. Because our God ain't behind the scene. Our God is on the scene. Amen. Glory to God. But pray that prayer in Jesus' name and watch the increase. Amen. He's going to give you power, amen, to reject evil. He's going to give you power to resist temptation. Amen. When you receive the baptism of your Holy Ghost, pray that prayer daily. I remember I prayed it daily. Somebody say, well, why are you praying so over and over? That means you have lack of faith. Well, no, you don't. That just means you want to remind God that you're serious about his business, that you want to remind God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Moving on. The Spirit is often given by the laying on hands. Amen. The apostles were able to lay hands on folk, and they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that same power is even moving now. Now, what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit in baptism? The Holy Spirit anoints us with power. Amen. To be a witness. Amen. If you find out you ain't witnessing, amen, and you ain't telling nobody about God, the people at work don't know you know God, everywhere you go, nobody came, you'll never say anything about God. So how they know? Because there's no living water in you. Because living water will cause you to open your mouth. Amen. Even speak to that person at Walmart. Come on. Amen. God will have you to turn around here. If you will be so sensitive in the Holy Ghost that you won't wait till you get to church and want to act out in the Holy Ghost. You will be doing that on your, you will feel the Holy Ghost in your day-to-day life. You ain't got to wait to go to church to get a prophetic word, because God will have you, amen, you'll be sitting in front of your house and see flowers, and he'll turn that into a prophetic word. You'll be watching a movie, he'll turn that to a prophetic revelation. Come on, or to a spiritual interpretation. Come on now. Come on now. You don't play with the power of God. When you are truly in the vein of God, amen, God, he want to feed his people now. I ain't got time to wait to sign the glory to God, but I want it now, glory to God. He that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. Amen. Thank the Spirit of grace on today's broadcast. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel. See, when you have the Holy Spirit, it anoints us to preach the gospel. I don't know about you, but I can't do it without God. Amen. Every revelation, every interpretation, everything, amen, I can't do it. Amen. Glory to God. The Spirit of truth shall testify of me. Jesus, John 15:26. The Spirit of truth shall testify. That means you ain't going to be afraid to tell nobody, amen, like we said earlier about God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You will stand up for righteousness' sake. Amen. The Holy Ghost give boldness. Amen. Hallelujah. When everybody say wrong, right, you will stand up for righteousness, and you will not back down to the system of Jezebel. Come on, somebody. You will not back down and compromise, but you will stand still and be unmovable. Always abounding in the works of the Lord. Acts 4:29-31. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. Call somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Micah 3:8. I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord to declare to Israel his sin. That's something about the Holy Ghost. And it calls you to preach against sin. Let me read that again. Micah, M-I-C-A-H. Lord, forgive me if I'm standing wrong. 3:8. I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord to declare to Israel his sin. Come on, somebody. So we don't serve no God of the old. We serve this God. Say, I never change. I never change. Jesus came to not do away with the law, but to fulfill the law. Lord, God is still using, amen, the Holy Spirit as warning. God will give you warning before destruction. Come on, somebody. Whether if he said through a prophetic dream, whether if he said through a prophet, whether if he tells you, amen, through prayer, amen, God is still giving out instructions and giving out warnings, amen, because he said, it's not my will that anybody should perish, glory to God, amen. Transform us. Number two, we're still talking about the purpose of the Holy Spirit baptism. It's to transform us into a new person. You're no longer the same. Old things have passed away. That's why we say, create in me a clean heart, a renewed right spirit. That's symbolic of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anytime you're always trying to find fault in people and never want to give people the benefit of the doubt, and you're so religious that you're no earthly good, Amen. Jesus, if he was so religious, he would never forgave that adultery woman. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's love. We offer people grace. See, that's how you know those with the Holy Spirit, because they offer grace before they try to persecute you. Amen. If you're going around persecuting, nitpicking everybody, and casting fault on people, and you don't have no love, that's a religious spirit. Amen. And that must be broken now by the power of God. Amen. But the Holy Spirit is love. Amen. Because he said, he that winneth souls is wise. Come on now. He that winneth souls is wise. Amen. We don't run people away, amen, by beating them upside the head. But we offer grace. We offer them. We tell them what the power of God can do. But if they reject it, then that's when you give them a word message. Amen. That's in the Bible. You're not seeing anything that ain't in the Bible. Amen. But we must be held a pure heart and offer grace to these people through Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. It comes to give us a closer relationship with Jesus. Amen. Many people don't have a close relationship with Jesus because they don't have the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost. That's the interpreter. That's the connection between you and God. Amen. Without the Holy Ghost, you're nothing. You can't even reach God. Amen. That's why I tell people, don't if you know you don't know God, start with repenting and accepting Jesus Christ. Amen. And he'll fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he'll give you a closer relationship with him. Amen. What men say, being alone is a curse. God say, being alone is not a curse, for I am with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be there even until the end of the world. Amen. If you got Jesus, glory to God, being alone ain't a curse. Glory to God. Amen. If you got Jesus, amen. That's not saying God would not add relationships to your life to benefit your, you know what I'm saying, to make kingdom connections, but don't beat yourself up because you're alone in this world. If you got the Holy Ghost, amen, you're never alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you got the Holy Ghost, you're never alone. Also, Spirit brings forth virtues in our lives. What is that? That's the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Love, joy, peace. Amen. Happiness. Romans 5:5. The love of God is shed in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Romans 14:17, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. If you're always mad and cussing folk out, amen, and nobody can't never say nothing good to you without you being offended about everything, that's not the Holy Ghost. Amen, because the Holy Ghost bears fruit. Come on, good fruit. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're out of time. Amen, we'll finish this teaching later, but I hope y'all learned something. Amen. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, amen, we'll wind this back. Amen. Check us out every day. Amen. Because God is moving by his power. You can go to SharitaFurlow.org and sow a seed into the ministry. Or you can send your prayer request. Amen. Send your prayer request. Just go to SharitaFurlow.org. Or you can find me on Facebook. Type in Sharita Furlow. Amen. But I'm telling you, God is moving by his power. I do want to apologize for having a sore throat. Amen. But those who have heard the word, I believe, amen, that God is going to do something great in your life. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Great Awakening Broadcast with Prophet Sharita Furlow. God bless.